Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We got the whole crew in the house, as we usually do. Gotcha, J-Rick. How we doing tonight, fellas? Scotty in the corner.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Andy.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
You got it.
I'm thankful that you just said that.
Are you?
Actually, yeah, okay. For now, anyway.
What are you thankful for?
What's up, Kelly?
Nothing,
how
are
we doing tonight?
Just bundled up in this icebox of a house.
You are in the corner.
It
chilly.
Is not cold in here.
It's not anymore. That was Nick. What's going on, Nick?
Nothing. Great to be here.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
And we got Brian in the house.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, buddy? You're kind of bundled up, too. You got your Arsenal scarf on.
I'm rocking it. The Gunners are doing well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very well. I'm excited.
Music to my ears, you bet. All right, we have a special episode, as we've alluded to already. It is our Thanksgiving episode. It is our second Thanksgiving episode, but the first one that was listener submitted.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that means it's an all play.
Love a good all play.
Yes, listener Kelly, she submitted some trivia for us before. And she actually sent three of them in, so you're going to hear her name
It's a resubmission or a submission from the same listener.
An addition, yeah.
I did not know that.
So we got 10 all-play questions we're going to get to. But before we do, we're going to ask our question of the week. I want to know, there's some stereotypes at the Thanksgiving family meal, right, at the party.
Is this a racial thing?
Doesn't have to be. Okay, I'll let you make that choice for yourself.
I probably should avoid that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. All right, we have the carver. Now, you guys can interpret these how you want. I see this as kind of the host, the one that's leading the charge, right?
All right.
We have the grazer. Someone who doesn't dive into the full meal, I'm assuming, right? And then they
just eats after the meal's done.
Always on the snack table and picking at the bird, you bet.
Mm-hmm. The person picking up the bird before they're supposed to.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I'm sure there's people here that, you know, they're touching the pie too early.
I've seen a lot of BQ.
Yeah.
We have the napper. You got to wake them up to eat, and they blame the tryptophan, but they hadn't even eaten yet.
Right. I'm two for two. Keep going.
The debater. I'll let you interpret that however you'd like.
Considered the master.
Mm-hmm.
Debate. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
We have the cleaner.
Okay.
Name comes to mind for that one. And then the one who forgets, quote unquote, to help. Right?
Ryan, you're three of those.
I'm all of these.
You were three of those.
I'm not expected to help. I'm divorced.
Yeah.
So they just like, just come on, just get over here.
You were once domesticated, now you're feral.
Exactly.
What I'm hearing.
Thank you.
You're the equivalent of like going to like a soup kitchen. You just show up and they give you stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. And they expect you not to pay.
I might show up at your house this week.
Wouldn't be the first time, right?
Right. All right. Who wants to lead?
You're a good cook.
Who's got a good handle other than BQ over here?
In real life, I am the carver. So I guess I'll pick that one.
You, if I recall, host two Thanksgivings.
Yeah. I don't host.
Prepare
two.
For
I have,
two Thanksgivings.
I usually prepare the turkey for two Thanksgivings.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That's right.
And then I carve.
And Kelly loves this term. How do you prepare your birds?
Well, before smoking, you're saying?
Yes.
One of the maneuver, it'd be the spatchcock. you spatchcock.
Why am I 13?
So you are the carver.
Yes, I am. I would say I'm the carver.
Very good. Doc? I mean...
It's a little tough because we've been hosting the last several years, so I haven't been a guest at a Thanksgiving for some time. But I guess I'd have to go with the person that grazes. I mean...
And cleans.
It's hard. Yeah, I do. I would be known to help pick up some dishes and...
Yeah, shocker.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Do that. But I would say it would be more before the meal than after the meal.
The cleaning?
No, the grazing.
The grazing, yeah. Yeah. At the snack table with the dips and the...
I think that's what they probably mean
green
by the
olive,
grazer.
Like, I love a good green olive.
Hey, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm learning something new.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
So...
Did your role change when you started hosting? Do you make the meals since you host?
Yeah, we'll do the turkey and the gravy and the drinks, but it is kind of a potluck.
So does
And there goes Brian.
Brian's own sound effect.
That's the beer we need to toast with later. Don't drink that yet. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh, drink another one instead.
He said okay as he continued.
I got backups.
Does Mr. Tweener still carve the bird, even though it's
no,
at your
I do.
House?
I do. I do you the do. Carving.
Hi, Dad.
I like
it. Love you, Dad.
Kelly, how about you? You don't host. I don't imagine.
No, I do not. I do not. I would consider myself a grazing napper.
Okay. Ooh, I like the combo because I got a combo coming too.
Yeah. I'll graze pre-meal.
Okay.
I got to taste test everything, see if it's all right. Give it okay to serve it.
Especially when they put
make
out.
Make sure it's not poisoned.
They'll put out a veggie tray and chips or cookies and stuff. You're going to eat that stuff before
especially
the turkey comes out.
Especially the sweets. It's hard to lay off the sweets pre-dinner.
It's a 10% either son, brother, or nephew tax, you know,
yeah, that's right.
case
yeah.
may be.
Mm-hmm.
Did you then, say cookies beforehand?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you not? That's when they're still fresh.
Why do you need cookies when you got all the pies?
Those are for after dinner.
That's a stupid question, Scott.
Nobody eats pie before dinner.
Do you have
dinner?
Any room for turkey and mashed potatoes?
Like, the cookie is like a dessert appetizer.
Okay.
Yeah. The pie Ooh, is like your true
that.
Dessert.
I yeah. like that very much.
Just warming it up.
Chris.
Yeah. I am the debater. My favorite part of the Thanksgiving experience is after the meal. Sits back and rubs their belly, and then the conversation begins. And wait, conversation is my favorite part.
So, are you talking politics? Are you trying to rile the pot up? Or
not me at all. No. I am never politics. It comes up from time to time. That's sometimes the time that I get up and go find something else to do.
Go graze.
Football or nap or graze. Yeah, but I have found an art form in offering to help. Just as everything's finishing up. So I get the credit for the help, but I don't really have to do very much.
I'm going to let you in on something.
That goes nuts.
They know and they don't appreciate it.
Yeah, well, right. I guarantee you. They're
not giving you that credit. Okay. It's not.
It goes noticed.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, all right. Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday out of all the big ones. And
that's trivia we don't need.
Family, football, and food. So, Kelly, give us a teaching about what we're about to do here.
I don't get to answer the question, apparently.
You were the first one. You checked four of the boxes. Go ahead.
You were answering as the question was happening.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Good. Brian, you never told us. You never told the story twice before. So let's start now.
Go ahead. I know.
This is a Thanksgiving trivia too. Thanks, Kelly, for writing it for us. The U.S. Thanksgiving holiday commemorates the shared harvest feast between the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag tribe. Many Americans start the day watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and end with a full stomach and football games. Each year, approximately 46 million turkeys and 80 million pounds of cranberries are eaten. We can't forget the side dishes and dessert. Popular sides include stuffing, mashed potatoes, and green bean casserole. Thanksgiving isn't Thanksgiving without a classic pumpkin or apple pie. On average, Americans consume 3,000 to 4,500 calories in this meal alone.
Hmm.
That checks out.
Yeah.
They're shooting kind of low.
And I've heard the science of tryptophan is merely a myth.
I heard that. I think I saw that somewhere too.
Cheese actually has more tryptophan in it than turkey does. It's really more about the full belly and the carbo overload.
It's the carbs overload, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that too. It's
eating 3,000 calories.
And yeah.
Start with the pre-cookie. I usually don't fall asleep right away. Go cookie early, guys. Telling you that now.
Load up on sugar.
Get that blood sugar up early. That's it. Then it stays there.
You check
right?
your
so
diabetes
you don't have to worry
you
about
check it.
You don't get a drop. You stay high the whole time.
You got to prime your blood sugar.
Yes.
Okay.
You keep squeezing in those cookies too, even all the way up to the pie time. That blood sugar stays up. You don't crash.
All right. We got a predictor here.
You should have been a Girl Scout.
Instead, I wasn't. Prediction?
I have no prediction.
I can't remember who won the first one. I feel like it's been you, Andy, because you're a big, big Thanksgiving guy.
I do love Thanksgiving.
So I think you have high potential here.
Okay. I'm in. We'll just go ahead and just call it right now. I'm the winner. We don't even have to do this whole thing.
No, we're still going to do it.
All right, let's do it. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on Thanksgiving, and we will all be your host for an all-play. We each have two questions we're going to take turns hosting. We will all five write our answers on our whiteboard. When the host says reveal, we'll all show our answers. If we get a point, Nick's going to credit it.
Yes, right? Sir.
Okay. And if we don't, well, that's when the real fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. Let's kick off our trivia as we do now with our toast to our donators. There we go. This week we are toasting Chris P, Chris J, and Ruby. As we say thank you for buying the crew around.
Is his last name? Is Chris P's last name Bacon? Please let it be Bacon.
Oh, I saw that, actually. That's really good. Really? And we are toasting today, most of us anyway, with a Civil Life Oktoberfest, as it is still October when we record this.
Be nice. Civil. Drink be on. Civil.
Be civil.
Thank you, listeners, for supporting us. And off we go. Question number one.
Not bad.
I like the beer.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
did you like it?
Good beer. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I wouldn't want a dozen of them. But it's good flavor.
Two dozen.
Two. That's what I meant.
You need to stop thinking about cookies.
Never.
All right. I have question number one.
Coolio. Right. I got the board ready.
You guys ready? Everybody got the boards? All right. Question number one. In 1621, where was the first Thanksgiving meal held? Both city and state must be correct to earn the point. So in 1621, where was the first Thanksgiving meal held?
Ooh. Anybody know this?
Is this common knowledge?
I don't know. Not for this room, evidently.
Apparently not.
I don't know the answer.
Wow.
City and state, right? Is what you said?
No. That's what was said on the question sheet. So we don't need to read it again, do we? Is everyone ready? I'll read it one more time. In 1621, where was the first Thanksgiving meal held?
Okay.
Both city and state must be correct to earn the point. All right, let's reveal, guys. Scott has New York, New York. Nick has Roanoke, New York, in Virginia. Andy has Roanoke, Virginia. Brian has Plymouth Rock, Rhode Island.
Nice.
And I have Jamestown, Virginia.
Dude, I wrote Plymouth Rock first. I mean, isn't that where the pilgrims
landed? Is that the name of the place?
Where they landed, yeah, you're right.
But is that the name of the city?
Plymouth Rock didn't land on us.
Oh.
Right. That's gross.
I never heard of Roanoke, New York, Nick. That's clever.
I have no idea.
That's not clever. That's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
We got a close call, but we have no cigar. Plymouth, Massachusetts.
It is. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah,
makes sense.
Right, good old Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Yeah. I mean, is there a rock? Do we know?
Plymouth Rock's a real thing. Obviously, we don't have a ton of originality. That makes sense. That's where the rock was. It was in Plymouth. That just makes sense.
Are you just connecting those dots?
Well, he's a huge actor now.
Are you talking about Dwayne Johnson? All right, here's for the flavor text. In the fall of 1621, around 90 Wampanoag and 52 English settlers gathered in what is now Plymouth, Massachusetts, for a three-day festivity celebrating a successful harvest now referred to as the First Thanksgiving. Looking through the archives of prominent pilgrims and archaeological remains, turkey and pumpkins were not the centerpiece of the meal. Instead, it's likely wildfowl, venison, and seafoods made up the main course. Other dishes would have likely included nuts, beans, corn, ground into grain, and squash. Hmm. That reminds me of the Red Fox joke. Pilgrims had ate bobcats instead of turkeys.
That's a great joke.
That is funny.
All righty.
Who's got two?
I got question number two.
Right, B.
All righty.
All right. What was the original name of the historic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What was the original name for the historic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No clue. I think we had a parade question on our last Thanksgiving trivia, but I don't.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, but I don't think it was.
No.
Yeah.
What?
I'm thinking another city too. For some reason.
Oh. Mm-hmm. We're thinking the same way, B.
Yeah.
Oh.
Might have been the second, maybe largest parade.
Something like that.
That's
ringing a bell, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some question like that, I recall.
Or oldest or something.
Yeah, the first Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yeah,
longest running. Yeah. That's what it was.
Oh,
the longest running.
Yeah.
All right. You guys ready for the answer?
Are ready for the reveal.
Ready for the reveal, yes.
What I meant to say.
Andy, what you got? The New York Thanksgiving Parade. We got the Turkey Day Parade from Nick, the Thanksgiving Parade from Scotty, the New York Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Smart guy Kelly, over there, man.
And I have the Philadelphia Turkey Parade.
That is exactly not the turkey part, but I think that's the longest running, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah. So I remember some of the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the second biggest,
maybe.
All right. Okay. The answer is a little confusing.
Okay.
To me, it's the Macy's Christmas Parade.
Huh. That's a terrible name for this. I see why they changed it.
I said I had a little problem with that.
A terrible name for the
Macy's Christmas Parade. Yeah. Beginning on Thanksgiving Day, 1924, for the first 3 years, the parade was called the Macy's Christmas Parade. Macy's employees organized and participated the event to promote holiday shopping and showcase the store's new location. The parade also featured animals borrowed from the Central Park Zoo. Balloons made their first appearance in 1927 and have been part of the parade ever since.
Yeah, that's a big draw, right?
I don't like it.
No, it's a terrible name.
Well, they missed.
The question should have said, if Macy's named it something before Thanksgiving Day Parade, what stupid name would they give it? Fun fact, this is a real thing.
That's right.
They're trying to generate the economy early for Christmas.
You think it was a kickoff to Christmas shopping season,
Do you think money has something to do with it?
What? No way.
What? That's a mind blower.
I don't have a good feeling about the finish of this. Like, we've never had all five of us go over, but the way this has started,
not good.
I hope those aren't layups.
Somebody's winning 1-0.
I hope they're not layups. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. I've got question number 3. Here we go. According to Smithsonian Magazine, how many cranberries are needed to make 1 14-ounce can of cranberry sauce? You do get a plus or minus of 10.
Number of cranberries.
How many cranberries are needed to make 1 14-ounce can of cranberry sauce? And you get a plus or minus of 10. So there's a hint, a little bit of a hint all right there. Just the plus or minus is going to be a... what you'd call a standard deviation.
It.
Yeah, Brian's all over this one.
That's a tough question. I mean,
yeah, I don't really know where to go.
Yeah.
I was sitting there.
High, low, in between. I don't even know what high and low is.
Sitting there saying, oh, the plus and minus 10 is giving you a hint. I got nothing.
That's not a hint. I started with, how many cranberries can I put in my mouth at one time? That's where I started with. And based on my last record, so I just added a little bit to that.
I can't wait to find out this answer. Because you're either way shooting low or way high.
Either way,
it's funny. I've done that with cheese balls before.
Yes. Everybody has.
You made cranberry sauce with cheese balls? Mind blower.
All right. BQ, you got a number for us?
Yeah, I got a number. I was excited about my new scarf. I'm sorry. I was just admiring my new scarf.
I got you. All right. How many cranberries does it take to make a 14-ounce can? Let's see it. We got 150 from Kelly. Brian's got 84, 81 from Scott, 107 from Nick. I have 240. Come on. Wow. I hope
it's got to be 84, right on the money.
Oh,
gotta be.
I did the math.
All right.
Carry the one.
Here we go. Oh, I was closest. The answer is approximately 200.
Mm.
Holy cow.
So wow. Plus or minus 41. And then I guess.
Oh, wait, you said 14-ounce can.
That's right.
I would have known it if I would have heard the question.
I was thinking a 7. That's why I was basing off of that.
Idiot.
Yeah.
I'm so dumb.
Pay attention to the question.
I know. Yep. Next time.
Where do you fall on the cranberry sauce spectrum?
Yuck.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a fan.
Like,
never had one.
Just like a taste of it. It is so potent.
On like a mixed fork?
Even just, I'll take a little, not even a dollop. It is so potent.
Are we strictly talking about the canned stuff that makes a great noise?
I'm talking about homemade.
Differentiate.
No, homemade's great. So if you haven't done it.
I used to just give it to Scott's dog.
No, you do leftover turkey sandwich. You spread that on that.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't do that.
Yes, you do.
Jelly
no,
omelet.
That's
it's phenomenal.
One of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Phenomenally bad.
I mean, I would try it on a dare.
It's delicious. You guys are missing the boat.
It's like Malort.
Well, cranberry sauce, made by stewing fresh cranberries with sugar, can be dated back to at least the 1630s. For centuries, cranberries were only available fresh and for a mere 2 months out of the year, until 1912 when Ocean Spray's Marcus Urin...
Great name in the food industry.
Trouble.
Wow.
Solid name.
His brilliant idea to juice and can the berry created an explosion of popularity, making it available not just nationwide, but year round as well.
Urine's got this.
Yeah. Urine, yeah. U-R-A-N-N. How would you?
Uran. I'm sure he pronounced it any way other than urine. I guarantee you he went any way other than urine.
He didn't go that route. I agree.
Like, he might have been like, the you know, the R is silent or something. Like, it's just U-N.
I graduated with a girl. Her last name was, she pronounced it a Bonar, but we all knew what it was.
It's French.
All right. We are in question four, and we are all over.
This is odd.
What's the furthest we've ever gone? Does anybody know that?
This has to be the furthest
with nobody getting
every question.
Right.
We're breaking another record.
It's incredible.
There's a part of me that wants us to all go over.
That'd be pretty funny.
It would be funny.
There's a part of me that thinks we're all going to go over anyway. All right. Question number four. What classic Thanksgiving animated TV special first aired on CBS in 1973? Now, we all think we know the answer, but I have a feeling.
Someone's going to get it wrong.
Yeah. Or the answer is not what we think it is.
How specific do we need to be on the answer? Full name?
That's the caveat, I guess.
I say the rule is this: whoever is closest to the full answer, so that we all have partial answers, let's say, whatever's closest to what the full answer is gets the point.
I'll agree to that.
Agree to that? So if there is extra words.
Or
yes.
A few, right?
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
I'm feeling good about this.
All right, okay. So we're looking.
I just watched it.
Whoever's closest, like whoever gets the most of the answer or gets the whole answer, obviously.
You can only watch it on Apple TV.
Yeah, so there's no partial credit, like, oh, I had one less word than you did. If you get it, I don't. So
I got you.
All right, so we're looking for that animated TV show that aired in 1973 on CBS.
Are we going to?
Let's reveal first.
Oh, yeah, we got to reveal first. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Andy has Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin Patch. Brian's got Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Kelly's got The Great Pumpkin by Charlie Brown. Scotty has It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. I put Charlie Brown, The Great Pumpkin.
That might be it, Scotty.
So
feels right.
Let's see. The answer is a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
What?
Brian, look at that, Queener.
Nice work.
On the board.
Breaks it.
As soon as they said reveal, I thought, this is the Halloween one.
Of course it is.
The Great Pumpkin's the Halloween one. You're right. One.
What is the Great Pumpkin is a Halloween one?
What did you say, Brian? What was your answer?
A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
That's the right answer.
The answer is a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Yep.
Brian's in lead.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Put it on the board.
All right. Well, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is loved by many for its whimsy, life lessons, and insightful moments. Charles Schulz. Yeah, there's no T. I don't know why I did that part. Captures childhood innocence perfectly when Snoopy serves up a feast of toast, popcorn, pretzel sticks, jelly beans, and sundaes. It also tugs at our heartstrings to quote Charlie Brown, "We should just be thankful for being together." I think that's what they mean by Thanksgiving.
Aww.
Tear rolls down the cheek. So, there you go. Brian's winning. Let's move it on.
Let's call it.
It's rare. I get it. Everybody's uncomfortable now.
Was that five?
No, that was four. Scotty's got five.
I got five.
All right, Scotty.
Gotcha.
Okay, here we go. What Thanksgiving tradition brings good luck?
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure I'm off the schneid.
I'm with you, Andrew.
I feel like I'm going to write a paragraph, though.
Yeah, I know.
The Detroit Lions losing?
Yeah, I know. I had to parenthetic a condition.
What?
I don't know.
I'm confused now.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I added to mine because of that.
Yeah.
Can I hear the question one more time?
I feel like I'm way off now.
What Thanksgiving tradition brings good luck?
Grazing and napping.
If only that were true.
All right, everybody have an answer?
Brian's still thinking.
I got nothing.
What about our host over there? He's got a lot of things going on.
I wrote something down. I feel like maybe I'm missing something obvious, but I got something.
Okay.
I got we ready? Let's reveal.
All right.
Kelly wrote Tearing the Wishbone, bigger portion. I know what you mean. Brian abstain, breaking the wishbone from Andy with stuff I'm not going to read.
Getting the bigger side.
Okay. Nick wrote breaking the wishbone. Yeah. I wrote making a wish on the wishbone.
Yeah.
So there's a wishbone
theme
I'm developing.
And a backfield position.
Is it a question mark? Because I'm right if it's a question mark.
The answer is breaking the wishbone.
Okay.
So well, I think exactly what I half, said.
I don't think
the exact answer I said. Just saying.
Well, okay.
But you guys all said the same.
Are you implying that we are incorrect?
No, we didn't have it for that. That rule is not in play.
Do we need to get into the debate on
it? No, that rule was not in play for having the closest to the exact answer.
Hey, we're all tied.
Yay!
So we might as well.
Basic losing is over.
Wow.
Back to square one.
All right, deep breath. The history of the wishbone dates back to about 800 BC to the Etruscans in Italy, who believed that chickens were oracles and their collarbone was sacred.
Naturally.
I mean, come on. They would dry the bone and make a wish of good luck. Romans adopted the practice and added breaking the bone with the wish granted to the person who walked away with their larger piece. Eventually, custom spread to England, who expanded the tradition to other bird species. As expected, it arrived in the Americas with the Pilgrims and into our Thanksgiving traditions.
Oh, in our hearts.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, that was five.
Okay. Let's hear from our sponsors. We'll get you a score update. All right, Nick, what do you got for us?
All right. We got a five-way tie.
Hey-o.
Currently, we all have one because we're terrible at this.
We didn't study Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we eat.
I was questioning before the episode, like, how much Thanksgiving trivia can there be? Like, we've already done an episode.
Well, now you know.
I was wrong. There's a lot more.
Oh, I'm sure it gets much deeper, too.
Yeah. Well.
Who's got six?
I got six, and I've read it.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's kind of a layup.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Well, we're going to feel really bad about ourselves when we get it wrong.
So I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. It's very difficult. I feel like it's a layup. I hope it's a layup.
Oh, gosh.
All right, you guys ready?
Sure.
What is the term for celebrating Thanksgiving with people outside of one's family?
All right. Nick's at a loss.
I should know this.
Don't say a word.
I'll give it one more read here. What is the term for celebrating Thanksgiving with people outside of one's family?
Don't say a word.
I know. I'm not
just gonna enjoy my civil life beer while.
Yeah.
Totally. Be civil, my friend. Be civil.
That's right. St. Louis, Missouri, by the way. If you're not familiar with civil life, it is St. Louis.
Yeah, that's a St. Louis brewery.
Gotcha.
Nick, did you get somewhere?
I think I did.
Did you land on it?
It hit me. It finally hit me. I don't know. I was thinking too deeply into the question or something.
Has anybody been to the Civil Life Brewery?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah. Nope.
Spent a week there one night.
Yeah, the boy.
We going to reveal first?
Yep. Let's reveal. We got Friendsgiving all the way around.
Oh, come on, Nick.
What did you
and
put?
The correct answer
what
is
did you put?
Friendsgiving.
Yeah. Where'd you write? Let me see your board.
No trust.
Wish you weren't a liar.
There it is.
There it is.
All right. The correct answer is Friendsgiving.
So the reason why, of course, we were not saying anything is because Nick actually hosted it.
That's why when he first was like, you know, didn't know. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you hosted this for some reason. Come in your PJs.
Oh,
like, it was a good time.
Bring the kids. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
There, we have a sign. We have a picture with a few of us.
Very
it says
calm.
Friendsgiving.
It's right. On my, it goes on my, it's in rotation on my Alexa.
Yeah.
That's on my kitchen counter. I get to see your ugly face.
I'm glad you remember that.
That's awesome.
The term Friendsgiving likely circulated in American vernacular for some time before it showed up on Twitter and Usenet in 2007. This became an alternative for individuals or groups that couldn't travel home due to distance or economic reasons. The TV show Friends furthered the idea by never actually using the word Friendsgiving. It was added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary in January 2020.
Hmm. How about that?
Oh, it's a real word then.
Wow.
It's a global decentralized system of servers that host a massive collection of topic-based discussion groups.
Oh.
News groups.
No.
So like a Reddit.
It's
friends who get together for Thanksgiving instead of family.
It's like a Reddit.
Okay.
Usenet.
Must not be much of a thing anymore. All right. So who's got number? That was six? I got seven. All right.
Good job, Nick.
Thanks. All right. Question number seven. What two NFL football teams played the first ever Thanksgiving Day game in 1934 must get both teams to earn the point. Ooh. So which are the first two teams?
Oh, that's tricky. I know the two teams that always play. Is that the same two?
That's what I was expecting. I almost turned off my ears, but then I caught that that's not what it was asking. Anybody have a good feeling about it?
Meh.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm in the ballpark.
Okay. I appreciate you committing.
Feeling pretty good about one. Not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody got an answer?
Oh, wait. I'm changing. Oh. Give me just a second. Just quick second. Just a second.
All right. That's 3 seconds.
Guys, let's just make noise while we wait for Andy to rewrite.
I want to hear the question one more time.
Oh, so the question.
I want to hear the exact wording again, actually.
Okay, exact. What two NFL football teams played the first ever Thanksgiving Day game in 1934? Question mark. Must get both teams to earn the point.
Okay, I'm ready.
Everybody got an answer? Right.
Okay.
Everybody's good? All right.
Yep.
Let's reveal. Let's see, Andy's got Chicago versus Detroit. Dallas versus Detroit from Brian, Lions and Bears from Kelly, Lions and Bears from Scotty, or Chicago and Detroit. I also have Chicago and Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Giants and the Cowboys, but the Bears-Lions is like the first two teams in the NFL, right?
And it is Detroit versus Chicago.
Hey,
that is the correct answer.
All right.
So who all had that?
I did.
Andy?
Scott. I did. Yeah. The only reason I went with the two because The Bears don't always play on Thanksgiving now. It's always Detroit and Dallas.
Yeah.
So that's
why
I just went with those two.
Totally.
Yeah.
No, that made the most sense.
Yeah. The same thing, in fact.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if Dallas had been around as long.
I didn't know either, but I'm just going to go with what I know. I didn't think they had either, for sure. But
yeah. What was the year on that? Do you remember?
1934.
Yeah, I think that Dallas joined the equation in the 60s.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, the Bears have the most championships ever in the NFL.
Is that really
true?
I didn't know that.
Yes, they do.
Did not know that.
Which is kind of includes
kind of bogus, though, because, just because you change the name, though, shouldn't negate that.
Sure. Like,
they have the most championships.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, the Detroit Thanksgiving game day tradition started in 1934 with the Bears taking home the win. Except for a break from 1939 to 1944, the Lions have played a Thanksgiving Day game every year without interruption. As of this recording, the Jacksonville Jaguars are the only NFL team to have not played on Thanksgiving Day.
That's a deep trivia.
I like that.
That's a good one.
That's
a good one.
39-44, huh? WW2, I'm assuming.
That makes the most sense.
I mean, that's 39-44 is the
well
war.
Done.
Yeah, just dropping all kinds of info there, B.
Well, it's Poland.
All right. Well, who's got question number 8?
Oh, that's Andrew. Yes. All right. Question number 8. Which president changed the date of Thanksgiving from November 26th to the fourth Thursday in November? Which president changed the date of Thanksgiving from November 26th to the fourth Thursday in November? Scotty went to the board pretty fast on that. You got a good handle on this?
I have a guess, but I'm definitely not 100 on this.
Okay. Is this a last name only scenario?
You can't put Roosevelt.
You got to pick one?
You got to pick one.
Or three.
Adams.
Or Adams.
Bush. Or Bush.
No, I mean, truly,
there's
right?
multiple.
I mean, you can't play the loophole, but if it's like Eisenhower, then
I can just be like, Obama, which one? I get it.
Right. Okay. Looks like everybody's ready. Which president made it the fourth Thursday as opposed to November 26th? Let's reveal. We got FDR from Nick and Scott, LBJ from Kelly, Dwight Eisenhower from Brian, and I'm at FDR. I like that. That's a common answer.
Yeah, makes me feel better. Makes me feel better, especially when Scotty has it for some reason more than anybody else.
That FDR is the right answer.
Nice. Who all had that?
Andy, Scott, and Nick.
Yourself.
All right.
Nice work.
Wow.
FDR was busy, man. He did a lot. He is the answer to a lot of trivia questions.
A lot of useless stuff.
Yeah.
We need to change Thanksgiving. That's what our country needs right now.
He's the one that changed it back.
Who did?
Is that what the question was?
No.
Changed
it to the 4th.
From
weekend.
November 26th every year.
Yeah,
so
he pushed it back to the
4th.
I got you.
He went to the 4th.
So originally it was always on the 3rd.
The 26th.
They need to change Halloween to the last Friday.
I don't know. I'm really not.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But
they need to change Halloween to the last Friday in October.
100%
agree.
Right? Let's just
Or Saturday. I'm fine with Saturday, too.
Okay, but not a school night.
It should never not be on a Tuesday.
Or a work night.
All holidays should just be on a weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then Friday. Well, then Friday or Monday.
You want your four-day week,
though. No, Friday or Monday. Sorry. Friday, Monday, or Saturday.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us about it, Andy.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. George Washington issued a Thanksgiving proclamation in 1789, setting aside November 26th as the day of public Thanksgiving. Abraham Lincoln, as a means to unite a divided country, made it a national holiday literally following Washington by choosing the same date to announce it and November 26th to celebrate. Roosevelt grappled with ways to fuel a depressed economy, controversially moved the date to allow more shopping days before Christmas. 8 years later, in 1941, Congress passed a resolution officially setting the day as the fourth Thursday of November. Mm. There's your history.
Makes sense.
I fell asleep like halfway.
Congress is just making those really important moves. You know,
George,
big decisions.
George
big
dropped the idea. Abe put it official. FDR locked in the day.
Yeah.
And then Congress
made it official. Let's table slavery for a while. Let's talk about Thanksgiving the day.
Turkeys? And it was all about the Benjamins.
And it was, yes. All right. So that was eight. I guess we're due for a score check, huh?
Yeah. So from worst to first, Brian's got two, Kelly with three, and Andrew, myself, and Scotty have four.
Tight race.
I mean, dude, a barn burner. Look at all these points.
Hey, we got a chance to go better than 50%. I will consider that a win.
Sure.
One way or the other.
At this point. Who's got number eight?
I just read it.
I mean, who's got number nine?
There we go.
I'm new, okay?
You're new.
I'm new.
This is my first
podcast.
We replaced the old Nick with this Nick, yeah. And he doesn't.
And this one's really stupid.
Question number nine. What is the term for soaking a turkey in a saltwater solution before cooking?
I like that.
What is the term for soaking a turkey in a saltwater solution before cooking?
We might get the doc on this one, Nicholas. Oh. Right.
He doesn't know much about cooking, so I might be okay.
I'm really good at eating, though.
Yeah.
This has, and you know this, the difference between well, a good bird and
this is
and
well before
bird.
The eating part, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're going to be very confident if you look at my board and I have it the same thing written. I know that much.
Oh, you're okay.
Oh, it's 100%.
I do not need to look at your board. I am fully locked
you're
in.
A hundo?
In fact, I can explain variations of this.
Oh, I'm sure you technique. Can. I know I can, too.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys done?
Yeah, sorry.
He wants me to challenge him, but I don't want to steal his identity as the Gru chef. So.
You guys take your aprons off. Let's get back to trivia. What is the term for soaking a turkey in a saltwater solution before cooking? Scott Brining, Nick Brine,
get him.
Andy Brine.
Yeah.
Brian has basting, Brian. And I have brining.
Brine.
So we got four correct answers out of that question.
All right.
Did you look at the answer yet?
No, I didn't. No, but
not officially.
It's the right answer. I'm writing the points down.
Well, I don't know. Technically, you two would be wrong because it's brining, not brine.
Oh, yeah.
Technically, that is the solution as opposed to the action of doing it. I guess.
That was the question.
Yeah. Well,
I will let that one slide.
Thank you.
Good on nothing you. Wrong with a bunch of men who know how to cook.
Brining is soaking a turkey in salted water for several hours or overnight. During this process, the salt dissolves muscle proteins, which result in less contraction of the meat while it cooks. Brining locks water and salt inside the turkey during cooking, keeping it tender and juicy, making it a wonderfully flavorful turkey.
Yeah.
Dry brine. I dry brine today.
Yeah. Today?
Today I dry brine, yeah.
What'd you dry brine today?
Steaks, buddy.
Oh, that's just salting. That doesn't count.
It's literally the same thing. It's what dry brining is. You salt it, you leave it in the fridge for a certain amount of hours, yeah. And it soaks in the salt.
I love it.
Yeah.
Dry age.
All right.
Okay.
Number 10.
Right
number
down 10. To the wire here.
Right down to the wire.
I have number 10. It all comes down to this unless we go to a tiebreaker. Here we go. In 1705, Colchester, Connecticut, postponed their Thanksgiving holiday due to a shortage of what primary ingredient in pumpkin pie?
This feels like a trick. What year
another
was that?
Cooking
1705?
Question. Does it matter?
A little bit.
Okay. 1705.
Yeah, okay.
Colchester, Connecticut, postponed their Thanksgiving holiday due to a shortage of what primary ingredient in pumpkin pie?
man, if I get this wrong,
why?
I wrote something down. I want to guess. If that's wrong, I want to guess.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I won't know until he says it, but.
How much has the recipe changed? And
well, that's a reasonable question, actually.
Yeah. That kind of was what played into my motivation.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Go with something that it makes sense. That that could be a reason.
Yeah.
All right, we got to hurry up. Brandon needs a beer.
Okay, let's reveal. I put down lard. Nick put down wheat. Andy put down nutmeg.
Kelly, you got it.
Brian put down sugar.
Oh.
And Kelly put down pumpkins.
I like the sugar, Brian. I think that's good.
That's what I was... Pumpkins would be a really tricky...
I feel like there's probably that much pumpkin in a pumpkin pie back then. It was probably made out of squash or something.
Oh, that's true.
Molasses is
that's a good answer. That was darn close, Brian.
Dang. Yeah, that is true. The sweetening.
Molasses, that makes sense.
Huh. Yeah, sure does.
Molasses. Yeah, it's high.
I can't wait
to figure out why we have
never
molasses.
Really guess that.
Sure. Worst kind of tie is a three-way. I'll tell you that.
Got that right.
Good. Tell us about the molasses.
You want to learn about molasses or what? Okay. Was commonly used by colonists in dishes like baked beans, brown bread, and pumpkin pie. Over time, pumpkin pie came to symbolize the abundance of the New World, especially during Thanksgiving celebrations. By 1705, when the town of Colchester faced a molasses shortage, pumpkin pie had already been a well-established Thanksgiving dessert. However, without molasses, the townspeople couldn't prepare their traditional Thanksgiving meal. No molasses, no Thanksgiving.
Say molasses shortage a few times in a row.
Molasses shortage. Yeah, I could see that that tying you up pretty quick. That was about wheat. I was like, yeah, maybe they had a wheat shortage. They couldn't make bread or dough or anything.
On the crust and everything.
But they probably just would use dirt or something
really
anyway.
I really think it was going to end up being pumpkins for a second. where do you stand on? I mean, we talked about pumpkin spice earlier.
Oh, no. I like pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Do you?
I had pumpkin pie for the first time within the last couple of years.
Is that right?
Yeah. Never had it before. There's no interest.
I thought it was good.
I have nothing. I've never been a real big pie person.
Okay.
So
I love a good pie.
Usually don't eat.
I'll eat pie.
I could eat a pie for hours. I mean, hours.
I will definitely take pie over cake 100 out of 100 times.
Any day. Pumpkin cheesecake is fire, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And any, come on, any cheesecake.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to stick in with the whole pumpkin theme of it all.
It is terrific.
Well, since you guys, what's the score?
That was 10. All right. So from worst to first, Brian had 2, Kelly had 4, and Andy, myself, and Scott all have 5. So we are going to a tiebreaker.
So Scotty, it's down to me and you because Nick can't win a tiebreaker.
That is true. They're breaking a wishbone here because there's no third option.
Yes, we got a three-way tie. The old three-way. Scotty, Nick.
I think it's the second time we had a three-way with us.
And Andy.
Right? Okay. Andy, yes. you mean Scotty? This is the second time, I think.
I am also 13 years old, by the way. The
devil. I think it was you, Andy, and a pack of cookies.
Pre-dinner cookies. All right, sorry. Go ahead. Read the question.
The devil's three-way. Are you guys ready?
Nope.
Okay. It was Andy in the living room with a spork.
Spork. Speaking of pumpkin pie, what is the record for the heaviest pumpkin pie? We want the answer in pounds.
Heaviest pumpkin pie. No, not just, pumpkin pie.
Wow.
What is the record for the heaviest pumpkin pie?
That's a lot of molasses.
It's a lot of molasses.
What do you think a normal pumpkin pie weighs?
It wasn't the year they canceled it. We know that.
All right. Random number here, right?
I feel like Andy's got an advantage because he taught math.
What, you have to teach math to know numbers.
I just got a better handle on numbers, I guess.
You have to teach math to know numbers.
We did celebrate Pi Day, and my students would just bring massive amounts of pies to my classroom, and that was a lovely afternoon to go into a diabetic coma.
Mm-hmm. Love pie.
Fair enough.
Scott's actually just adding up in his head. How many pies could I eat at one time? How many pounds would that be? Same number.
Pre or post?
Right. All right.
I'm going to need you guys to reveal your answers.
All right. Here we go. Oh, my gracious.
Andy has
424
pounds.
Yes.
Nick has 807 pounds. Scott has 5,883 pounds.
I hope you're right, actually. I don't want you to win again.
He's going to win.
That pie has a gravitational pull. That's awesome.
That's a big pie.
It is a big pie.
Tiebreaker answer is 3, 3,699 pounds.
Wow.
Dang it.
So we've got 3,699 pounds. It's a Guinness Book of World Records.
That is an impressive pie.
That's wow.
Man, I'd like to take a look at that pie.
Like, I first started out like 1,800. I was like, that's got to be too high. But 3,000.
Yeah, that's nuts. Congratulations.
Good job, Scott.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
If you had 1,800, you would have been closer.
Oh, yeah. Man. Dang it.
Oh, yeah, you would
dang it. I had to tell me that.
Come on, Nick.
You should have known that.
Bush League.
God, I hate tiebreakers. They're always numbers.
Yeah, that's how
it works. I made the joke, Andy, about math because I'm like, you probably know how many pounds are in a ton.
Well, yeah, 2,000.
Of course.
Right. Well, I was not 100% sure. I thought it was 2,000.
Oh, okay. Or a metric ton, which is only 1,000, which is very confusing.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Americans.
You're welcome. That's right.
Can't get it.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I love that, dude. Yeah.
It's the implications.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. Congratulations, man.
Congrats, Scott.
Dang it.
Yeah, it's always fun guessing the number.
You're good at it, for what it's worth. You beat me a ton in tiebreaker.
So with this trivia being written by Kelly, she gives us a topic we can discuss. Describe your fellow crew members if they were a balloon featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. Use your imagination. It doesn't have to be a person. It could be an animal or a character, etc.
Oh, wow.
So we should do one another is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I feel like Nick's in a suit and tie telling somebody what to do. Like, he's just bossing somebody.
He's pointing.
He's pointing. He's bossing somebody what to do. How to do it.
That parade ain't going to direct itself, Ryan.
That's what I'm just saying. It's
mostly a head, right, with Nick. It'd be a bearded head.
There's a lot of beard.
A lot of head. Yeah.
Picture boss baby with a beard.
I like it. Now we're talking.
That's pretty good. I can see that. Okay.
Brian is in a recliner. That's what I'm seeing. It is a display of Brian on Thanksgiving, full recline, mouth open, napping. And there is audio of him snoring. I think that would be perfect.
Fair enough.
The shine of turkey grease on his face, like just glistening.
Got the meat sweats.
Glistening.
There's in Andy's, there's two balloons. There's a turkey in front of him, and he's a caricature of Elmer Fudd with a hunting rifle.
I love it.
Nice.
Bird is taunting me.
That's good.
That's good. That's good. Scotty has got a feather duster in his hand. We're just reverting to character traits at this point.
Yeah, what am I cleaning here?
I guess you're a maid in this parade.
Yeah.
Me? Okay.
Yeah. What was your stereotype? What did we land on for you?
I don't know what we're talking about.
At the beginning of the show, what Thanksgiving stereotype guest are you?
Grazer.
Grazer.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's not. We can't make a balloon of you grazing. Just that's not
eating a chicken wing or whatever. Yeah.
Grazing a field of chicken wings.
A turkey wing, at least.
These things are ripe.
I think Kelly's is just a really tall and lean balloon.
Oh, it's vertical.
It's vertical. Yes. All you see is kneecaps.
And they both have bandages on them.
One of them's in a cast.
Yeah.
There you go. That's good.
A knee brace of
a
some
knee
kind.
Brace.
In perpetuity.
That's it, man. That's it. All right. Well, that'd be a fun parade. Anybody get into the parade?
No.
I got to believe Miss Cindy gets in the parade, Scotty.
Macy's Day Parade?
Yeah. Or parades in general.
No. Oh, no. Yeah. No.
No.
My house doesn't.
I could do without.
Yeah.
Do without parades, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank yous go out to Kelly, of course, for writing the episode and submitting that in. A big thank you to Miss Cindy, who we just alluded to, Scott's wife, who packaged this whole thing for us so that we could all play it, which is always our favorite way to go. And one final congratulations to the doctor. Okay, that's enough of that. We'll close out the show, and that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate.
Well done.
Thank you. Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
Hey, listeners. Nick here. Want to tell you about Warrior Logo Wear, the official sponsor of our merch store. Check them out. They are veteran-owned. They have no minimum orders, so if you want to make your own thing, go to warriorlogowear.com. Or if you want to buy our merch, which is fantastic, go to theultimatetriviapodcast.com, click the link, buy some swag.